It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. One of the sure signs of summer is the number of farmers markets around the city. Aside from being a source of locally grown produce, they're a great way to test your business skills. Here to tell us more about the business of farmers markets is our contributor, Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca Harris, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's great to be here today, Paul. What a beautiful day. It's a great day for a farmers market.
Exactly. So why don't we begin by explaining, for those who are not familiar, what a farmers market is?
So it's a public, it's a reoccurring assembly of farmers or the representatives who are selling directly to customers. And they're selling food that they've actually produced themselves. So farmers markets have to operate multiple times during the year, and they're organized to create mutual benefits for both the farmers and the shoppers and the communities at large. And really, when you think about it, it's a direct-to-consumer marketing, and the farmers get to decide on the prices. So there's no distribution, there's no wholesaler. It's very direct. And a lot of times, the products are things that you might not be able to find in regular supermarkets. So, and what's unique about this is it's really a growing trend. In 1994, there were only 1,700 registered farmers markets. And according to the USDA Farmers Market Directory in 2012, we now have 7,500 registered markets in the United States.
So this is really grown.
Oh, it's really grown. It's become a big business.
And are they testing grounds for growing a small business?
They really are. So for many startup businesses or craft businesses, landing a spot at a farmer's market can be a way to test the waters for your product, to try out their business skills without committing resources needed to open a traditional store or to sell to a distributor. And they're low-cost ways, so you can really look at the financial viability of your concept. And if you're lucky enough to get into one, because it's very competitive to get into farmers markets, sometimes the wait is a year long. I mean, that's how long you can wait for space to get into one. You can make some real money, and there's competition, but you can do well.
So why should we shop at them? I mean, you know, you can buy vegetables at the supermarket. Why go out of the way to a farmer's market?
Okay, so I went to the East Liberty Farmer's Market yesterday, and I got a piece of corn that literally was picked that morning in the field. So that's one of the reasons.
What did it taste? Have you eaten it yet?
It was awesome. It was you could probably almost eat it raw. It was that good.
Good corn would be a reason enough.
The best. But farmers markets are really critical ingredients in our nation's food systems. And a survey was done that said that 93% of Pennsylvanians prefer to buy locally grown and manufactured products. And here's the real reason, though. If you spend $100 at a farmers market, $62 goes back into the local economy, and $99 out of that $100 stays in the state. When you spend $100 at a grocery store, generally only about $25 stays in the state. So we're really bringing in dollars and keeping dollars in our state. And we're also a lifeline to many struggling small family-owned farms. So I think it's a really great way to support the ecosystem of farming.
Now, you went to the one in East Liberty. You mentioned that. How many farmers markets are in the area?
So we have a great list on the WESA website. Right now, we're counting.
Go to WESA.FM.
There we go. We're counting now 130-plus farmers markets and farm stands in this large geographic area. I just wanted to point out a couple that are very unique. The Farmers Firehouse Market in the Strip District is very popular. It's been going since, I think, 1992. It sells basically 2002. It sells basically a lot of organic produce, and many of the people who are selling there are actually growing their produce. The Farmers Market Co-op of East Liberty runs year-round, which is the only one that I know of that runs year-round. It runs every Saturday from 5 a.m. to noon in East Liberty, and it's a cooperative where it's really owned by the farmers. So that's really interesting. And then there's a fun one if you work downtown, the Market Square Farmers Market, which is on Thursdays from 10 to 2. And what's great about that is if you're downtown, you can shop during the day, you can eat, you can get everything from berries to jams to pies to salsa. It's pretty fun.
If I have a small farm, okay, how can I qualify to participate in a farmer's market? Do I need certification, a license, what?
Yes, you definitely do.
So D, all of the above?
Pretty much D, all of the above. There's ways to get licensed. There's a number of different rules now that vendors have to follow. There's certain licensing requirements if you have fresh food versus if you have packaged or cooked food. And so there's a lot of that licensing that is required. And, again, we have some of those links up on your site as well.
And how are retailers addressing this new trend for fresh products demand?
Well, I think this is really interesting because studies are showing that the cost of produce at farmers markets is less expensive than in traditional retail grocers, which makes sense because there's overhead and everything else at traditional grocers. So this is presenting real competition. And you're seeing when you go to traditional supermarkets, you're seeing a farm market-like stand in front of the stores. You're seeing retailers reaching out to local producers and having sections of natural and organically produced farm market produce. So they are realizing that this is indeed big business. And I think that that's something that we should all pay attention to.
We're talking with our business contributor, Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Obviously, you are an experienced farmers market shopper. So do you have any tips for shopping at farmers markets?
So the key is really to go early. That's when the best stuff is there and around. But if you can't go early, go very late because you might get some great deals. But speaking of deals, here's the thing.
You go late because they're trying to get rid of...
You're going late because they're trying to get rid of things, so you might get a two-for-one. But in general, farmers don't do many deals, and they're very thin margins, and the prices are really incredibly fair. So there's not a lot of room for bargaining, so the best thing to do to get a good deal is to be a consistent consumer. That is the right thing to do. You can't get everything all the time. I mean, if you're going and expecting to do your grocery list, forget it, because you're really looking at seasonal items. And then you really want to check out things that are natural or specialty or estate or artisan or local or organic, because those things mean specific items that have undergone a certain kind of inspection. So just keep your eye on all that. But in general, farmers will let you taste, and it's really fun.
Yeah, the eating is got to be the most fun part, right?
I think that's actually right, for sure.
Rebecca Harris is the director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, and she is our business contributor. Rebecca, thanks as always.
It is my pleasure, Paul. They've pumped $1 billion into farmers markets last year, so this is a great business to be in.
It sounds like it. And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. See you tomorrow with another edition of Essential Pittsburgh.